Our story begins at Murphy's Law, where Charlie is talking with Dirk at the bar.
I can't believe you're buying this place. You never stop surprising me.
Hey, surprise is my middle name. And you see that stage they're putting in? I think I see some jam sessions in our future. Bring our old band back together, you know?
You think?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Here, come on, man. If you don't know this by now, I can do whatever the hell I want. Anyway, what's up with you, Professor? How does it feel to have the day off from school?
Oh, I can't even tell you how much I needed it. I wish I could take a whole week off.
Are the kids getting the best of you?
Well, the whole Clint Richards situation is awkward, to say the least, and not helping that all the kids know about it. But mostly it's Heidi. She's refusing to let me see the baby, and things have gotten pretty nasty.
Ah, come on, man. Just get one of your dad's lawyers and take that kid away from her. Does she even have a job?
I think she works for Larissa Davis as her assistant or baby nurse or something. I don't know exactly what she does.
Oh, God, even more reason to keep your son away from her. Larissa Davies was in prison on a murder charge.
Believe me, I know. My father's telling me to just take her to court and he'll hire the best nanny in the world to help out with Carl.
So then do it. What are you waiting for? Look, I know you don't want to be tied down at all, but Heidi Bradford, she never came across as the most stable girl in the world. So just stop procrastinating the situation and just do it.
At Channel 6, Gretchen is in her cubicle talking with Hannah.
I'm so glad that I finally got to stop by the station. Things are really hopping around here.
Yeah, a mad scramble for tonight's news stories.
Are you ready for lunch?
Definitely. I am starving. Sorry, hang on, let me get that. Gretchen Stiles. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Huh. There was nobody there. Must have been a wrong number. Let's go get some grub.
I'm right behind you.
At the Westside Hospital psych ward, Zoe is working at the nurse's station when Perry walks up.
You are.
Perry, what are you doing here?
I don't know where you live, so I thought I'd track you down at work.
Oh, you mean Chuck Landers didn't give you my home address when he was going over my complete family history?
He told me you went off on him. Don't blame Chuck. Rex and I contacted him because we knew he was involved with your sister.
Don't tell me who to blame. What do you want anyway? As you can see, I'm working.
I stopped by to tell you that no matter what you think of me and how much you want Gregory to live with you, telling Miss Huffman about my HIV status is pretty low class.
Me? I'm Gregory's flesh and blood, and you had no problem trashing my entire family so that you could hold on to him.
Look, I know nothing about you. Rex and I love Gregory, and even if we aren't the ones to raise him, we want to make sure he is taken care of in a good home.
He needs to be with his family, so he'll know who he really is.
He's very happy living with us, Zoe.
How would I even know that, since I haven't been able to see him?
We don't think it's a good idea to confuse him right now. When Miss Huffman decides what's best for Gregory, we can consider telling him about you.
You have no right to keep him from me. Zelda would not have wanted that at all.
I'm sorry, but if Zelda wanted you to know about Gregory, she would have contacted you when he was born. Obviously, she didn't. So in actuality, Rex and I are just fulfilling her wishes.
That's bull. Just get out of here before I call hospital security.
Fine. I've said my piece.
At Dean Industries, Mac is in his office talking with Serena.
Are you all settled in now? I've been hearing good things about you around the office.
Yeah, I like it here. Todd always said good things about Dean.
He was really well-liked around here. I'm sure you've heard that.
Actually, a lot of people have told me that, and it makes me feel good. He was always kind of a rebel in high school and college, but he really matured and was making the most of his career. And I was very proud of him.
And he looked up to you a lot, Mac. Oh, ah.
Serena, what is it? Are you all right?
It's the baby. Ooh, he just gave me a major kick. I think I have a soccer player in here.
That's great. It seems like he's doing really well.
Do you want to feel it?
Sure.
Ooh, yeah, there it is again.
Oh, wow. He is a soccer player.
What's going on here?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.